would definitely.
I mean, it's LSU, Alabama. That's always a big game. So, I mean, everybody wants to see that.
Any chirping already with Julio?
Oh, definitely. He came talking to me. When was this? It was Monday. He was saying something going into the meeting. But, I mean, we'll see what happens Saturday.
Nobody's going to find out, but is there anything on the line?
It's definitely something on the line.
Inside the locker room?
Yeah, it's definitely something on the line.
Going to see you in a crimson jersey or Julio in a tiger helmet?
I can't give away any of that information.
We'll know when we know.
Yeah, y'all know.
How do you assess your play from last game, getting much bigger opportunities?
I mean, I did see a lot of time. I was out there, had to step up. Didn't really, I guess, see a lot of attempts my way. Still was ready.
Do you know, I'm not going to ask you to give away the secret plan this week, but did you know last week, does a coach tell you, hey, you're going to get a lot more, or are you seeing more reps in practice? Like, do you get a sense, all right, this is the week?
Honestly didn't. I knew I was in at the nickel package, but everything else, just kind of prepared how we've been doing.
Have you seen any kind of, I'm sure you've already looked at 49ers a little bit. Do they change anything without Kaepernick there? How do you prepare when you don't really know who's going to be quarterback?
We haven't really, seen much of a difference. They run their offense. So, whoever's in, we feel like they're going to do, what they like to do.
This seems to be a familiar storyline for you guys, preparing for a team that's changing quarterbacks.
Right.
Is that kind of a thing that you guys hope to take, take advantage of?
Definitely, look to take advantage of, probably not the starter in there, but we still have to prepare, that's a great quarterback stepping in for him, because this is, the NFL, so everybody's, the best of the best.
Yeah.